This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We're celebrating the African Women in Energy and Power Foundation that has given 60 entrepreneurs free support through their Just Energy and Transition Skills Development Program. Just imagine 70% female and 30% male entrepreneurs being equipped to pursue emerging commercial opportunities in renewable energy, hydrogen, natural gas and other areas.
So we're talking this morning to the founding president, Bertha Dlamini, who is joining us on the line. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. I am fantastic. Thank you for having me this morning.
We love the energy that is coming through that you are, you know, giving out. And happy Women's Month to you.
Thank you so much. And happy Women's Month to all of Capricorn FM's family and to the listeners.
Thank you. So with the conversation we're having this morning, you know, Just Energy and Transition Skills Development Program, we'd like to know more about that, especially what inspired you to create these opportunities for entrepreneurs.
Sure. The African Women in Energy and Power, Just Energy Transition Skills Development Program, was created to ensure that a just energy transition translates into real economic participation. We recognize that entrepreneurs hear about billions being invested in renewable energy, transmission infrastructure, and new technologies. But many still ask, where do I fit into this economy? How can I participate as a first-time energy entrepreneur or as an entrepreneur who wants to diversify into the energy space or scale my business in the energy space? Therefore, the Entrepreneur Masterclass bridges that information gap. We help entrepreneurs understand the energy value chains, identify realistic entry points, understand what the market requires, and begin to position their business to participate. And ultimately, we want to move people from simply hearing about policy changes, hearing about energy transition, to participating in a sustainable manner.
And then how important is it to get more women into, industries such as renewable energy, hydrogen and natural gas, with 70% of the 60 entrepreneurs being women?
It's extremely important. In the country, we have more women participating in enterprising at very low levels of the economy. And we are progressively making strides in integrating women, youth, and persons with disability across many value chains. The energy transition is creating new industries, restructuring existing ones, and we have the opportunity to determine who participates in that new economy from the beginning, instead of designing policies that correct the bad decisions that were made in the past that saw many people excluded from the core of our economy. Women should not only participate as employees or beneficiaries. We want to see women as entrepreneurs, as suppliers, technical specialists, project developers, and ultimately asset owners. Therefore, for us, having 70% women in this cohort demonstrates that there is both appetite to participate and entrepreneurial capability and resilience and curiosity for women to participate. However, the challenge now is ensuring that participation translates into real sustainable businesses, contracts, jobs, and meaningful positions across the value chains.
And maybe let's look at some of the real business opportunities that entrepreneurs in Limpopo can tap into as South Africa moves towards a just energy transition.
You know, the opportunity is broad. I think we have to consider a lot of technical industries as having multiple and diverse opportunities for entrepreneurs and for professionals to participate in. So the opportunity is much broader than building a power station, for example, or building a renewable energy plant, which requires a lot of capital. Entrepreneurs can participate in solar installation and maintenance, battery integration systems, energy audits, civil works, site preparations, logistics, security, vegetation management, fabrication, warehousing, energy efficiency, operations and maintenance of the plant, digital energy services, now with the integration of artificial intelligence platforms. Entrepreneurs have a broader service base to participate in. Let's not forget stakeholder management, community engagement, training and recycling. So there is a plethora of entry points that perhaps entrepreneurs have not considered before. If you're an HR specialist, if you're a marketing specialist, if you're a photographer, know that every technical industry requires those services. The responsibilities for the entrepreneur to research and teach themselves the construct of the value chain in order to drive their own participation in the sector. Limpopo also has a significant mining and industrial economy. The specialized economic zones offer plenty of opportunities that Limpopo entrepreneurs can explore.
All right. And then beyond the masterclass itself, are you in any way helping these entrepreneurs, turn the knowledge they acquire into sustainable businesses, jobs and actual commercial opportunities?
Yes, the masterclass is intended to be the starting point rather than an end point. During the program, entrepreneurs interrogate their own business ideas, their own understanding of customer requirements, and receive practical feedback, including exposure to industry expertise. We have an expert panel that will assess the syndicate output, the work they have produced, synthesizing the content they have received. The focus is on helping them to move from an idea to a business that understands its customers' costs, compliance requirements, market, and route to commercialization. We also believe strongly in ecosystem building and partnerships. So entrepreneurs, the 60 entrepreneurs that have committed the past 3 days, including today, are connecting with each other. They are connecting with the university professors. They are connecting with the specialists that have given lectures. And they're building networks that can support their development. Ultimately, the measure of success is not how many people attended the masterclass, but is whether entrepreneurs become more market ready and progressively are able to access opportunities and build businesses and create employment.
Absolutely beautiful. We just wanted to hear from your side in terms of all this work and that amazing work you're doing, but also to celebrate you as our breakfast champion. Keep on doing the amazing work and empowering women, most importantly out there. That's our founding president, and that's our Mayor Bertha Dlamini.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.